This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Good Friday to you. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. 888-900-9966, the number. On the phone lines right now, jumping on is Pat Kolbeck, current state senator for Michigan's 7th District. He's running for governor, seeking the Republican nomination for governor. Pat, welcome back on to the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, great to be with you, Scott.
Good. It was wonderful to meet you here a couple of weeks ago when you were on the campus here at Hillsdale College. I hope you enjoyed the visit.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. And, great seeing a bunch of folks that are going to take on this whole governance thing for the next generation. It's really encouraging.
So education is a topic I want to discuss with you today. We had a report card come out recently on school performance, Michigan's performance still in the bottom third of the states. What can we do to start to turn that around?
Yeah. Well, I used to serve on Senate Education Policy Committee, and we had a lot of discussions around things like Common Core standards, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of performance that we're sitting in the bottom on deal with simple things like math and English language arts. And, back in, I think it was 2010, is when Michigan adopted these Common Core standards. And, there was no evidence that they would improve performance. I cited that at the time. Matter of fact, I begged them practically for evidence that these new standards would actually improve the performance of our schools. And it wasn't until 2 years after they adopted Common Core standards that they came out with a study that attempted to go off and make the case that it would improve standards. But when you actually do a statistical analysis of the data they provided, it had just as much statistical validity as for positive improvement as you could make for negative improvement. So it was a bunch of gobbledygook is what it came down to. And as an engineer, I like cranking the numbers and digging into things. And it was evident that this stuff didn't make any sense. It was a push for top-down control of education. And as somebody that's been on the Senate Education Policy Committee, the only turnarounds in any academic performance that I've ever seen have been when the students, the parents, and the teachers take ownership and say, not on my watch. It's never been because of a white horse, somebody riding a white horse from D.C. or Lansing. It's always started at the local level, and that's why things like Common Core just do not work. So you have to get back to basics.
State Senator Pat Kolbeck with us on education. We're seeing these walkouts and strikes in West Virginia and in Arizona. In Arizona, it looks like there's going to be a full walkout slash strike, despite the fact the governor's promised a 20% raise by the year 2020. Are you concerned that that's going to be a larger trend across the country? Are you concerned we could see similar things happening here in Michigan?
I think it's part of an overall initiative by the Democratic Party to go off and create a little bit of chaos. The untold story of what's going on in West Virginia is that this has been the first time that a Republican majority has been had in both of their chambers. This is kind of a backlash, if you will. They're pushing back on it, trying to make a case, saying that they're not being respected or anything else. But really, this is all about Democratic strategy. They're trying to use it as a get-out-the-vote campaign. They're using our students, frankly, in the wake of the Parkland shooting as tools to go off and push their agenda. This is something that, make no mistakes about it, it is a political campaign.
State Senator Pat Kolbeck with us, also running for governor. You can find out more at kolbeckforgovernor.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. You mentioned the school shootings and school safety. Governor Rick Snyder proposing a school safety plan earlier in the week, calling for upgrading of security and tripling the budget of a tip line, okay to say tip line. I heard about some of those successes for the okay to say tip line at Michigan Association of Broadcasters conference this year. What do you think of the governor's plan?
Well, the okay to say, I was actually chair of the state police budget when we were promoting that through the system. So it's something I've supported since the beginning. And it's really just making sure that you have an anonymous access to highlight something really is going on. Because when you're in a situation where you see some bad things that could be happening, it's tough to figure out, well, who do I tell, right?
Mm-hmm.
This okay to say program is intended to make that very easy. And it has indeed been very successful, and the folks at the state police have done a phenomenal job of managing that program. So that part's good, but ultimately we need to keep in mind the bigger picture on this as well. We had the Parkland shooting. We had a case where this was a gun-free zone, where we had their school safety officer, his only ability to keep the kids safe was when this coach Heiss, their safety officer, used himself as a human shield to try to protect the four students that he was trying to shield. That is not that's not a school safety program that I support. Meanwhile, you look at what happened out in Maryland, mm-hmm. and there's not much press on that. You notice that?
Yep.
That one popped up on the radar for one day and then disappeared. Parkland's been in the press for a long time, which highlights how this is a political campaign. It is not dealing with reality here. This Maryland shooter, we had a school resource officer who was armed, and there was no mass shooting there. Matter of fact, the killer killed himself. And this is a perfect contrast, frankly, from what happened at Parkland in a gun-free zone and what happened in Maryland where you actually had somebody armed. The fact of the matter is, and people on the left hate to hear this, but it's true. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
State Senator Pat Kolbeck also running for the Republican nomination for governor. You can find him at kolbeckforgovernor.com and also over at Twitter, either at PJ Kolbeck or at kolbeck4gov. Pat, thank you so much for coming back on the Steve Gruber Show, and we'll talk again soon.
Hey, great to be with you, Scott. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. That's State Senator Pat Kolbeck from the 7th District in Michigan, and as I mentioned, also running for the Republican nomination for governor, kolbeck4governor.com. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by yellowhose.com, Michigan's lowest price per gallon fuel. Find stations at yellowhose.com. Hour two of the Steve Gruber Show features Steve Doolin, also Jeff Steyer and Josh Talley, one of the world's top 100 business trainers. Will join us at hour two. Stick with us. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.